Hi, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again, another wonderful BBS program. And today's date is the 30th of January, 2012, and it's Monday. So if you're on an archive, this is where you are right now. So we're actually on the timeline in the moment of Monday, January 30th, 2012. So if you do feel like you're younger, as this will be a timeline, if you're on an archive, which would be from the past, we'll be younger on this timeline. But maybe I'll ought to go back a couple of years. Anyway, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Karen. So, Karen, are you up there somewhere?
Yes, hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is Monday, January 30th, 2012. You're listening to bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship on Station 1. And we welcome your calls with questions and reactions to Ron about the divine healings or clearings or any relevant comments you'd like to share. The call-in telephone numbers are toll-free for the United States and Canada, 888-627-6008, and outside the USA and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602. You can also write in a quick question to Ron or a short comment in the live fast chat, which can be accessed through either bbsradio.com on Station 1, where it says live chat boards. You click on that, you'll get it, or you can go to the very top of the creationlightship.com website. You can just click right on that. It'll take you right to the chat room, the chat, fast chat here. I see an announcement. Someone posted this about a special event tonight, Monday, after this call is after this program is a live conference call at 5:30 Pacific and 8:30 Eastern. And if you haven't already, you can purchase it for $20. Via PayPal from the creationlightship.com website. You can access that at the top of the page. Just click on Special Weekly Clearings. You'll see Monday and Tuesday listed there. It'll take you right to the menu and to the icons where you can purchase the conference call. Tonight's on cloning. We will be decloned. Ron will take clones off of us. It's very intense. Very thorough. You feel the clones coming right off. Ron does everything. He clones us via timelines and emotions. And I've been attending. This is going to be about the 10th or 11th. I've been attending these, and I can say that I feel like it's a very effective, comprehensive way to take control back of my life that has been unknowingly relinquishing. So we're so grateful to have this opportunity because Ron highly recommends this for ascension preparation. It's one of the many clearings and conference calls that will help us to take control of our lives and prepare us for ascension. So now, on this program, some of the topics we discuss are the divine healings and from the Creation Lightship website, alien-imposed barcodes, and releasing negative dark energies to help us prepare for ascension. So, again, questions drawn about the healings and clearings are welcome. And we're taking calls now on the one phone numbers. So now to the fast chat, Ron, there are a few questions. Let me just go back to the board real quick. Tim was asking how we can protect himself from entities. Maybe Tim's getting the entity clearings, and then he still feels like he's getting more entities on him.
Boy. Well, the first thing is that once upon a time, we had no entities. Okay, we'll just say that you were, 6 months old and none happened to come into you. Then all of a sudden, for some reason, maybe one of the entities liked eating a certain type of baby food that you're eating, and it came in, and then it told all of its buddies that liked that same type of baby food to come in, so you started collecting them. So what the real problem is that the entities come in because of your emotional situations, much like the clones do, so they're almost identical as far as how they come into you. They come in because you have situations being stirred up in your life, and they react to it and come into you. And then once they're in you, they can also stir up inside of you that emotional situation, because they're doing that. You wonder why you're experiencing this. And a lot of people say, you know, I've been there, done that, and why am I getting upset over this? Or why did I, you know, lose my wallet or something, or something like that? It's because the entity that's in you wants to have a game with you and play with you and bring that thing forward. I'll go sideways here a little bit. And so I mentioned this in other shows too. But your soul family sets you up also the same way. Remember, all the spirits in your soul family, and it's hard to say how many are in there. We'll just say there's 1,000, just to happen to pick a number. And maybe one of those spirits needs to do something that it's really afraid to do. And so you happen to raise your hand because you've already experienced this awful experience, whatever it would be. And you say, you know, I know how to do this. I've done it 5 times. What's the 6th one going to matter? I'll do another one of these here. And so what will happen is that spirit from your soul family will come into your body also, much like an entity, and it will go for the ride as it's your DNA activated. Your psychic billboard now is probably blinking, you know, these bright colors to draw other people into your life to cause a situation. And all of a sudden, you have a situation, and entities come in flocking to you because now they got this great experience going on. Your psychic billboard, you know, and everything else around you is flashing. You're really out there with your advertisements, and you draw more of these things to you, and all of a sudden you go, man, why did that happen to me? And so that's another way that things happen is through your soul family. You want to get rid of those soul family contracts and agreements. I have a clearing on the website, I think, for that, which can help people, I believe. If not, I do one where I take you out of the soul family completely, and that's on the 4-in-1 session. But why do entities come in? Because they just like playing with us. And how do you get rid of them? You got to basically not be attached to emotions. Because if you had no emotions, then they would have no reason to come into you, go into your body, to steal your life force energy, because you're only responding to energies that's inside of you. And as you activate those energies, they get their energy also from you. So you're sharing energies. And they're actually stealing your life force. Now, maybe one way not to have them come in would be to find somebody else with an issue that you're dealing with that's much stronger than yours, and maybe they might body hop into that other person. That happens too. But, you know, you may not be able to be at luxury to find somebody to get rid of these entities. So that's problem. But the soul family disconnection, I think, is on the website also, and that works moment by moment. One that I do takes you out of your soul family, so that clearing is a very good clearing to have, just to get rid of some of the stuff that you're going through. Sometimes you don't know why everything's falling apart in your life, and everybody there is against you, and that's probably your soul family, you know, getting energy into you to cause the situation to happen. So remember, your soul family does your spiritual setups and agreements, which is what you don't want to have. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I think Tim R. was mentioning that because he's on the entity clearing conference call that you offer on Fridays. And on those calls, you clear off thousands of entities that some of us were not aware we had. We've accumulated so many over a lifetime. And then after the clearing call, the conference call is over, we interact with people, our full family, as you said, and then we don't always have our emotions cleared out, so we get more and more entities without really even knowing it. But suppose you have a feeling you're getting them now that we're a little bit more aware. What can we do in the moment that our computer is safe? Because there is an entity clearing also, which I think people who know about the entities who have listened to you long enough know that you can buy the entity clearing, a whole life unlimited entity clearing, and run your whole life through it and keep it updated daily to keep them away and to keep them off. But suppose you can't do that. Is there something else we can do? Just say if we're traveling or we're going from place to place and we are amongst a lot of people, such as a way to increase our life force energy?
Yeah, that could work. And, you know, you could always not talk. Because if you don't talk, you know, you're not going to bring them into you. Your thoughts may bring them in, but the talking definitely gets them in. So just don't get hooked into somebody else's storyline, because they'll draw you into that. And that'll bring in entities, too. So, you know, just smile a lot. And just,
well, it'd be good to hear from anybody who's done entities clearing, if they've noticed any changes in their surroundings, the people around them, if they feel a lot more, you know, in control and able to face some of the situations that previously caused us to attract and hold entities. So
also a shrink wrap would help you, too.
Shrink wrap.
Yep, just shrink wrap body. Yep. That's help.
When you go out and you say, body shrink, you command your body to shrink wrap before you go out or someone comes to hug you, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, if they try to, you know, run, don't walk away, you know? But a lot of people do that.
that's
one way, because you know that, you know, once you realize that these things connect to you by physical touch, you may want to do that less often. To a newcomer listening to the program, that's going to be completely absurd, because you're going to go, wow, I've been doing this my whole life, you know? And I like to get hugged and like to feel people's energies and like to feel that heart connection and everything like that. But just remember, they're like a vacuum cleaner. And they're sucking stuff out of you when they're hugging you. And you may realize that at some point, you don't want to do that. Plus, all those alien worms that are being, and critters, and octopus energies, and tentacles, and squids, and maggots, and those white snakes and black snakes, and the, I think I said scorpions before, and the ants that crawl underneath your skin, and then you have the maggots on the top of your head. They're all coming into you. And so, you know, you don't want to do that stuff. You have to be very careful. Once you understand that and you have these clearings, you're going to automatically know that you don't want to interact with physical touching of people. And I always do the little prayer hands and say thank you, you know, blessings or something. And the people will kind of catch on to that, and it's okay. Now, if you notice, if you start doing that or you don't want anybody to touch you, what's going to be on your psychic billboard? The aliens aren't going to want you to get away with that. So now your psychic billboard is going to say, this person has tons of spirit energy, and we want to steal it. And so please hug this person. All of a sudden, you're going to wonder why all these people are coming flocking to you, and that's because of that. You want to kind of like neutralize that. You can put up there that you maybe have the plague or something, you know, hands off or something like that. I have a cold today, you know, I have the flu, don't touch me. Put that on your billboard. People will read that, and they won't want to touch you. It may sound kind of weird, but you might give that a try, because they are reading something, and it might work for you. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea to try that, and also to do the soul family disconnect. Which you have available as a clearing to purchase on your website. And I think it's about $100, and it takes a few hours, because you do go run through the whole line of of family members, starting with your parents and on up. And I have done that, and it seems actually to me that my family, who I'm around quite a bit, is a little nicer to me. So I was a little afraid that they would just, you know, be maybe angry at me and, on some level, but actually that's how they were before. So it's worked out pretty well for me. But then again, you said also to do the 4-in-1 with you for a long-term, permanent disconnection of soul family contracts. And while we're on that subject, I see Liz has a question asking about if she has, if we have to do that with you in person, the 4-in-1 with you in person.
Yeah, because I tell you what your home base looks like, and also what your twin flame has incarnated into, how it looks, what type of life form it is. So both of those, you already probably know, maybe using the word subconsciously, or you know on some level of your consciousness, kind of what your home base is, but it's not really, you know, in the forefront. It's so far hidden, you know, within your, in the very deep hidden areas of your consciousness, because the aliens don't want you to know what it is. But you actually do know. And once you hear what it is, then it will start to click with you, and you're going to wonder why maybe you've been collecting certain things in your life for your whole lifetime. You know, maybe you happen to like the outdoors, the woods or something, or you like flowers, and then you find out that maybe your home base energy is kind of like that. Or maybe you happen to birds that fly, and then you find out that maybe your twin flame kind of looks like maybe like a seagull or something, and you go, wow, yeah, now I know why I like birds. So this is kind of what happens, is that you kind of know, but you've been disconnected from that energy for so long. And it is possible that you know, your twin flame does change energies throughout maybe your lifetime too. It could choose another life form. And that's interesting, as I have heard that from other people. Sometimes they'll realize that their twin flame has incarnated into another life form in the land of light. And very few twin flames are actually here on this planet, and normally it's outside of this, outside of the Earth plane, and it's the land of light. So, but that clearing is what I used to do, and I still do. But that's in person. I have to tell you what that is. Need to have your emotional clearing, a whole lifetime, your whole lifetime mental, and your sensory clearing, which is past life emotional traumas released, because your twin flame isn't going to want to come in, into your storyline, into your stuff, into your baggage. So those two clearings are needed. And the mental is just as important as the emotional, although I don't always talk about it that much. In fact, I'll do a mental clearing here for people. So here we go. Think of a situation that you dealt with, and I'm going to do a emotional clearing on it, then I'll do a mental clearing on the same situation. You can just see how you feel or how you think about it. It's a different process, the way it works. Sometimes I'll do an emotional clearing for people, and let's say, you know, there's a small percentage, maybe 10% of the people who don't live in the emotional realm. They live in mental, and they just don't, you know, they don't feel emotions for whatever reason. It doesn't make them bad or anything. They just don't feel emotions. They live in their mind, and that's what they chose to probably do, or what the aliens wanted them to do in this lifetime. So they're great thinkers, but their mind is tormenting them. So here we go. Think of a situation, and then we're going to, in fact, since we're working with the mind, think of you writing something, because that will also bring up emotions of, can you spell properly? Is it going to be accepted by other people? That'd be on the emotional level. Is it going to be right for them? And then we'll do the mental one, and the mental one will be, you know, how the thoughts are flowing out of you to write the information. So this is one way to kind of look and analyze this here. Here we go. We'll do an emotional clearing for maybe communication, or writing, okay? So here we go. Taking away the emotions of that. You have to pick up, get a situation here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's released now. Now we're going to do a mental clearing for the same situation. Here we go. 1, 2. Well, that's heavy. I'm already yawning. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, do mental again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Do the kind of comments we get on this one here. So back to you, Karen.
Okay, well, Mike P. is commenting about the previous discussion. We were talking about the entity clearings, and he says the entity clearing with the box to type in things is very nice and very important to him, as is the emotional clearing.
That is correct, yeah, because entities can make your life go to hell in a handbasket quickly because they keep coming in causing you problems, yeah. So entities, they're always with you. They always come in. That's if we had no entities here, we'd probably have we probably wouldn't have any wars, basically, because entities that have died in the past come forward and they hate and hold a grudge against certain races of people and things, and they come back into the soldiers that maybe want to have a battle, and they will just take on arms against that other culture or people. So that's always, and that's where you get the bigotry and stuff, and the judgment and racism. That's all from entities normally. It could be stored in you, but once that gets activated in you, then they come in. And, you know, that's why, you know, I've seen movies about Ireland, you know, with the Protestants and the Catholics, you know, and that's probably what's mainly triggering stuff there is the entities that, you know, have been treated poorly through situations. Plus other things, you know, very similar to that. But back to you, Karen. I mean, Kathy.
Okay, and Joanna, thank you, Mike P., for sharing that. And Joanna is also agreeing that she says that the judgments clearing was also very important because we dwell in them every day, just like the emotional clearing, just like the emotions. So basically, the emotions, the judgments actually kind of trigger the emotions, don't they, Ron?
Yeah, it gets to be a vicious circle. And it's hard to say which one is needed the most. But the emotional one, I know you got to start off with. And then from there, you kind of evaluate yourself and see where you are with it. But entities, they're always here. I mean, they can flock to you just like ants to sugar, you know. And that's why you don't want to have really any thoughts, because they come to your thoughts. And then they come to your actions. So, like I said, if you didn't say anything to anybody and you became peaceful that way, then you probably would not draw entities. And if you did hear a reaction or your body responded to something that somebody was saying, then all of a sudden, if you didn't say anything, then the entities probably would not come into you because you have no energy being exerted out of your body because you're not talking. Your body could be going through internal isometrics because it wants to get a healing, which you would know about it, but you would not be drawing yourself into it. So that's, you know, if you didn't say anything to people and you became very quiet, then you would probably then have internal peace happening much quicker to yourself. You wouldn't have any body healing unless you recognized what you need to work on. Normally, it's all external, and the entities will come into you according to that. Then you know that you need to do something on a particular issue because the entities are pushing that button to activate it. So they know what your issues are. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and just a quick question before I read off some requests here. Marcy's wondering if the seven generational help get rid of soul.
Yes, it could do that, yes. I don't know if I would go that far. I'd probably just get the 4-in-1 to get disconnected from it completely. But, yeah, the seventh generation of one would help, because that gets passed on to you also with soul family members and stuff, because they're always with you. But I think I would probably myself, you could probably do maybe one set of those, maybe, but I myself would recommend having your 4-in-1 session done to nip it all in a bud instead of just trying to work with it a little bit. But that would work for you also.
Oh, great. Larry has a request. His nervous system got attacked by 4 people being nice, and he needs a clearing of his nervous system. So he's asking for a nervous system clearing, please.
Okay, here we go. So,
oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay, let's first get rid of entities. So the entities probably overtook Larry from other people. And this is common. They hop into us, and then all of a sudden that starts the emotional roller coaster ride. So let's get rid of the entities first, and that should help. So here we go. One, and everybody else, think of a situation, and this may get rid of it here. So one, two, three,
oh boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how that's doing. Now let's do a clearing for nervous system. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Starting again here.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Larry, and anyone else who needed that, let's hope you got some relief. And Marie R. is asking for a little relief, too, for healing for her hips, for Marie and anyone else who needs it, pain in the hips.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, this could be entities in there. Remember, you could have, if you have a hip problem, maybe you have entities that maybe are in a wheelchair or something, you know, with hip problems or broken hips. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. And I see we got Luca there. Didn't read the question. So I don't know.
He was asking if you knew someone from India.
Somebody?
That's on the very first page. So I just asked him.
Okay, what's that again?
That in a minute.
Okay, I have to go back and check it out then, huh?
Yeah. For anyone who's joined us midstream, I just like to remind you that you're listening to Creation Lightship on Station 1, and callers are welcome with your questions or relevant comments to Ron Amatron, our host. And we have some schedule announcements to make real quick. Ron is offering the next intensive for February. It will soon be posted on the event calendar on the website, but for now, I can tell you that the schedule will be the following. Saturday, February 4th, is the 4-hour intensive, and Sunday, February 5th, is the 8-hour intensive. This is the physical body rejuvenation intensive. And then The next weekend is the expo schedule. Ron will be traveling to Los Angeles. He'll be at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton Hotel for the Conscious Life Expo. You can look up details on the Conscious Life Expo website. And for now, I'll just let you know that he'll be there on the 10th, Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th, and Sunday the 12th, and maybe one other day. But he will have an exhibit there. It will be the Creation Light Chamber, Creation Light Chip Healing Chamber, Light Infusion Chamber. You get to meet Ron, and he'll be offering a free workshop, a panel, on Saturday at noon. And out on the panel, Ron will discuss getting control of your life through the different clearings he does, what the alien agenda is, and what's important to know about surviving in the year 2012. So his schedule will continue with the physical intensive on the following Sunday, which would be the 19th of February, and then again on the 26th of February. Those are the last two Sundays in February. So you can check the website in a day or two to get the actual schedule, and those of you who are on Ron's email list will get a reminder about that. What you can get on the list, if you'd like, is just to go to the website and go to where it says email list, and he'll send you the emails, and you'll be updated and informed. Ron will be at booth 201, and then he will also have on that Saturday, the 11th, at 8 p.m., an opportunity for those who want to enlist in the USA military special forces to come forward and enlist at that time. So that's the announcement, and back to the fast chat. I've got Luca's message. It says, Ron, are you aware of the Satya Sai Baba from India? He's wondering if he's affiliated with the Creation Light Ship.
No, that energy is not. So there are a lot of Indian masters that have had good information, and they reincarnate over and over again, but they're not from the light ship. They choose to come back to help people much as they can to get out of darkness somewhat. But, their information a lot of times is pretty good. We're working and have got rid of a lot of those Indian deities now that have been used for maybe millions of years here, were trapped against their free will, free choice, being used by the aliens. So I believe almost all of those Indian energies are released now. So that those energies were used a lot by many, many people in doing spells on people. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and previously we had a question from Jay. He was wondering, can you please tell is the cord clearing also for attached entities? The energetic cord release.
That's a good one. Normally it would not be, but the entities could actually come in through a cord from somebody else. That's like a superhighway. Oh, yes, a cord could bring through entities to you from someone else, yes. But a cord itself is not normally looked at by the entities to attach to you with, but the person could attach to you with a cord, and with that, your entities could have a superhighway going into you. So that would be correct that way. Either way, it's it gets to be bad here. Anyway, it's I don't know what to say. it's hard to bring a lot of positivity to talk about situations, as the situations that we have are a lot of negative energies. We do have that, I've got to think from Marcy here, yeah, the energy of, I guess it's Sai Baba, is on the website. The energy was here shortly. I don't think it was here for more than probably 6 months of time, but the body stayed on. So the body of the person that people are used to seeing is not the same energy. That's what I talk about normally when I, it's not that the energies are here all the time, because they're not. Sometimes they just come momentarily. So that's why it's on the website for the true spiritual essence of that. But what people talk about here all the time and connect to is not the same energy. It's much like the energy that people pray to in churches with Jesus. It's just an energy from light of the darkness. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, some people are having some issues with pain body. Annette here on the fast chat, she's new, and she's asking for healing for lower back pain and neck pain. Could you do that for Annette and anyone else who needs it, please?
I can do a pain release clearing. Well, let's first do entities, and we'll be having our entity call on Friday, so this may help you out, too. Getting on that call. It's $20. It's a one-hour call. But here we go. This is for entities. So one, getting rid of them. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. More entities there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to do one for pain. Remember, entities can give you the pain. So if I would have started with the pain clearing, it may not have taken anything away because the entities are there. Here we go. So pain, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll go one step further here. So we did entities. We did pain. Now we'll see if for some reason you have cords attached to you from other people causing this back problem, pain, okay? And we have our cord clearing tomorrow, which is Tuesday. So here we go. Taking away cords that could be from somebody else connecting to you. And they could also have a pain problem. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how this feels for you. Each one of those should have helped. Remember, you don't know how to enter into a clearing because if you go to the website and go to the top, there's a BBS program where we talk about healing from a dog bite. We went in all different directions, I think, on different types of healings. for that one specific dog bite. So it's very interesting to listen to. So just because you have one symptom of something, it can go sideways into something else completely unrelated, not even to your consciousness of awareness of wondering or thinking about it. And that little part could be the key for the clearing. So back to you,
and
Karen.
I just want to add to that Ron has discussed entities very thoroughly, all about them. For those that want to know more about the entities and why they're so important to clear and how they rule our lives, if you go to the website homepage and click on BBS Radio on the left side, and there's a link there to the archives of the past programs. If you look for February 7th, 2011, he discusses all about the entities there. Okay, so comments in the fast chat. So Jay's asking, are the courtings mostly with people? Are most courtings because of people?
Yes, typically yes. Here there could be some regular alien courtings or people being used to court you with the aliens in people's bodies, but typically it would be one person courting you to another. And remember, the satellite clearing also cords you. That's a free clearing on the website also, but that normally attaches to your head, I believe. So that's kind of what it is. I'll be getting the sensory clearing hopefully up online shortly here. Normally I would do that in person with people and tell them
okay. How
long they've
okay,
been.
You-
but I'll check on that probably this evening here.
Yeah, Doina and Aiden have been asking about the sensory clearing. It's, what's it called on the website, but it's not on the website yet, Aiden. So Ron will keep us posted on that. And Jay, you might want to check out the energetic cording release clearing conference call, live conference call. There's nothing...
I kind of lost audio here a little bit. Oh, let's see here. Let's do a sample clearing here of what we're doing tonight. This will be at 5:30. That is our clone call. If you haven't had a clone body release, I'll tell you what it's like. Where the clearings work. We started a timeline, and I count 1 through 10 many, many, many times, and each time we go up. So each time you have a clone released out of you, a new one comes in place of the old one. And the clone is basically terminated and or maybe brought into quarantine on the light ship. So there's some things that can happen to the clones that... are not completely terminated, but they're never going to come back to you again. So here we go. And we're going to take a timeline, and we had back pain here a couple of times with people. We'll work with clones that, remember, I'm under the assumption now by doing all these clearings that your physical body's perfect, has no ailments at all. And the reason why you have problems is because the clones come into you, and it also could be courtings of people, but we'll just talk about clones here. And the clones bring you your stuff. And that stuff that they give you now can be courted by other people. If you had no clones and you were whole and complete, you wouldn't have any cords. Why would somebody want to cord you? Well, here we go. The only cord because you have an imperfection, they can pull energy off of you. Here we go. We're going to work with back energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that was one timeline for back pain. There's probably many, many more, but just see how that feels for you. And you may want to move your body a little bit here. Get up and walk. Now what we're going to do is another one, another timeline. I do the timeline, sometimes you go into 1,000 clones, okay? This will be timeline number 2 for back pain. This will only work on this live now, the clearings for clones. That would be today. It'll only work live for you right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. You might feel your body jerking, changing shapes even. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let's go a little bit more here. Let's see if we get some comments here on the fast chat or maybe a call-in person talking about it. Got like 5 minutes to go here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110 clones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Go to 200. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. So that's the second timeline with 200 clones on it. You could have a lot more, but you should have some relief now. Oh, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, so I'm looking for comments in the fast chat here. Some thank yous and some appreciative comments. So I just do want to remind everyone, if you requested a healing from Ron and you benefited from any of the free sample healings he's given tonight or any other time, please consider making a donation to Ron, as he is basically here to help us, and a donation to him helps him to help us. And I do want to remind everyone again, too, that there's still time to buy the conference call for tonight on decloning. It will start at 5:30, and that's PST. Please let him know if you can't attend. He can still take you absentee. And also, our next program is Wednesday, and you'll have an opportunity to send questions to Ron after the show. We'll have a Q&A, and you can email the questions to him now if you happen to think of one at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And
that's great. So I made a grammar here. I think I said that the satellite's clearing cords you. No, it takes away satellite energies out there, the aliens, whatever they're using to connect to your head. So that clearing will help to disconnect that transmission, and that could very possibly be an energetic cord attached to you or many of those as they run the energies into your body. So, back to you, Kathy.
just asked if he could phone them. And anyone else who's wanting to attend the clone decloning call, you'll need to go to the website, pay first via PayPal, since it's the fastest now, and then you'll be automatically sent the telephone number with the PIN number so you can access the call from your own phone. Okay, so I hope that answers that. And
hey, great.
Fast chat, Ron.
Oh, what we'll do is probably just end the program here because it's about a minute to go. So hope to see you on the call in about a half an hour for the cloning call, getting rid of clones. Normally we do it for about an hour and a half, and we get a lot of clones out of you, and you do feel better. So hope to see you on that call, everybody. And then Tuesday we have our cording call, getting rid of energetic cords from people. That's quite interesting. More interesting than I thought as far as the amount of energy that gets taken off of people. And then the Friday call is entities, and that's a big one too, how you can have entities living in you for, you know, thousands of years, even though, you know, you're not that old, but they're hanging in there from, you know, a long time ago. So these, the three calls I'm just doing, which is our normal conference calls that we have, I added one extra one. So if you are on the special plan, those calls are, at least the Tuesday call is free to you. So you can get on that. Otherwise, they're $20 a piece. And I don't know. I don't know which one I would really choose myself because they're all good if you had to take a choice on one of them. If you haven't tried the clone one, I'd say by all means do that one. If you haven't did the other ones, at least do them, you know, maybe once a week or something. Just try it out and see how it works for you. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy, for coming on tonight. And we'll say blessings to all of you. So, see you later, everybody. Night.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy.
Joy in the morning, and joy, 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 joy,